Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
And I don't remember how to start this show anymore. So, hey, welcome back. It's a new month, and that means a news recap.
Woohoo!
Yeah, like everybody likes to hear about news that they've already heard about over the previous month.
Well, I do.
Well, we could do this week by week, but that would suck, and we don't have the time for it.
We've got gaming to do.
We have real lives. And D&D.
Damn right.
So, this allows us to play D&D more.
Yes.
But, hey, there is good news.
Okay.
March was a particularly bad month for gaming news.
Yay?
Well, yes, that's yay, because the only real news came out this last weekend.
Well, that's good. Convenient
mostly.
For us.
Very convenient, yes, because PAX East just occurred.
Alrighty. Well, what did they have to say?
For those who don't know, just quick recap. PAX is the Penny Arcade Expo, started by the guys who do the Penny Arcade webcomic.
Yeah.
And it's well known in Seattle. Well, now they have PAX East, then they had PAX South. And all that, they're making PAX all over the place. But PAX East happened, and it's kind of a big deal. So lots of news occurred.
All right.
And the only thing being reported on is Borderlands 3.
Well, if you're into looter shooters, that's great news. I'm sure you're excited to hear about it.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with Borderlands. I really don't. It really is an interesting looking game. Looks like a lot of fun if you like shooter type games. It's got this really interesting cell shaded look. It's just looks goofy and fun. And I don't care.
To each his own.
Right. But the thing is that what bothers me the most is PAX East, PAX Prime, PAX South, doesn't matter which PAX you're talking about. They're more than just video games.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about big releases, small releases for video games. They talk about board games. They do role-playing games, all kinds of stuff. It's about cosplay. It's this massive amalgamation of gaming and geek culture all together in one big convention. And everywhere I look, I've been looking all over the place, and everything I've looked for involving news from PAX East 2019 has been Borderlands 3.
Oh, I don't know. There's a couple other things. You know, there's this Cyber Shadow game, and I think Streets of Rage is coming back. Yeah.
Oh, but those are all mentioned way below the fold.
Well, obviously, because, I mean, they're going to hit with the biggest game out there, the best known game.
Well, it's a game that has been long rumored, and people have been thinking, oh, there's going to be some talk of it. It's going to come out soon. There's going to be an announcement soon. Maybe it's going to be at E3. And nope, it was PAX East where they made the announcement. Okay, good. It was almost an inevitability that Borderlands 3 was coming.
Yeah.
Big whoop. Well, I'm sitting here, and I think I brought up the GameSpot article about it.
Right. Yeah, I was looking at that.
And I'm just scrolling through. I mean, Alt Frequencies. It's a mobile game, and for PC as well. That looks interesting as heck. It's an audio-driven video game. It's basically a puzzler where you listen to the game.
Right.
There's a lot of games that are being announced for the Switch, which is really great. What I love is that there's so many indie games coming out more and more for the Switch. It's just a big platform for the Switch outside of things like Steam. Okay. I love it. But apparently there was some talk of Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night, which has been barely talked about since I don't know when. It got Kickstartered and there wasn't a whole lot going on. Apparently it's going to be released later this year. I would love to play that. I don't even like Metroidvania games generally, and I want to play Bloodstained. It's basically the spiritual successor to Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Right.
So, yeah, that's nifty. And there's all these other games that you mentioned it, I mean, months ago. Dangerous Driving.
Yeah. That's the Burnout successor.
Apparently that's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's the one I've been excited about because I love the Burnout series.
Yeah, looks like it's coming out April 9th. Hopefully on Steam. I'm thinking I'll probably buy it.
Oh, I will.
I don't usually buy these games, you know, right off the bat, but... Now, some of the coverage here at GameSpot is a little confusing. Like, Dauntless.
Yeah, that's another one I've been watching, I've been looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, it says... It's right in its title. It's going to release in April 2019. But then in the article, the little blurb about it says it's been in beta since 2018 and it's going to get its full launch in the summer.
Well, and what that probably means is that it's playable now, which we've discovered, and that its quote-unquote launch will be April of this year. But that the full thing is going to be opened up in the summer.
Yeah. But hey, which, it's going to be... I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just going to say, which generally means when you do start playing, it's going to be exceedingly limited in all the things you can do or all the places you can go.
Yeah.
Which always worries me. Why the hell are you rolling it out if it's not ready for a full launch?
Yeah, well, here
it's a free-to-play game. You got to get that cash rolling in. That little store has to be just generating money for them, so they open it up too soon. I don't know.
The thing is, they're already on season 3 of its Hunter Pass. That came out in March 13th.
Oh, and by the way, it's exclusively to the Epic Store.
I was going to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I honestly don't have a problem with that. I get why.
No, I understand people are going why to the Epic
Store,
it.
But.
But it's just one more piece of crap you have to have on your computer. And the Epic Store sucks in comparison to Steam.
This is what I hear, yes.
No comparison.
But honestly, I've got the Blizzard launcher. I've got GOG. I've got Steam. I've got Glyph.
Origin.
I don't actually have Origin on here, but I have Guild Wars 2 launcher, I have Lord of the Rings Online launcher, Secret World Legends launcher, plus I've got several emulators, and I could have more. I'm going to put the Arc launcher back on here so that I can have, wait a minute, I actually already probably do. I think I have Neverwinter on here still. Oh no, I have that through Steam. So, anyway. Point is,
yes,
there's, I mean, what's one more launcher at this point?
It's just one more pain in the... They've added search functionality to the Epic Store, I've heard.
Well, that's good. And sometime this year, it's supposed to get an actual, like, shopping cart. You can buy more than one game at a time.
You mean something that, you know...
Every other launcher
everybody else has from the start?
Yeah. I get why people are upset with the Epic thing, but I personally don't care. It's probably not something I'm going to spend any money on anyway. But that's just me. Anyway, getting off track. Point is, I was trying to go over the games, but I was just like, Dauntless, I'm pretty excited about. That looks interesting. But it's just what they said about it was completely, like, contradictory. I don't understand what they were trying to say.
Well, don't blame the game. Blame the person who wrote the article because they weren't very clear.
But it's almost as though they were just throwing stuff up here as quickly as they could.
Which, you know, is very possible.
Sure.
Hell, we do it all the time. Have no idea what we're talking about, so we're just going to talk about something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You got to get content out, and, you know, that's one way to do it. Now, I will say this. I am not a fighter. I enjoy some fighting games. I've never been good at Mortal Kombat.
Ugh.
But Mortal Kombat 11 is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen some of the video on that?
Oh, that's pretty. It's very pretty.
Oh, my God. I thought the last one was awesome. It's just, I could never play it.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Streets of Rage. I love the graph, the art they've done for Streets of Rage 4. It's very, somewhere between cel-shaded and comic book aesthetic. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's not quite, I mean, it's not quite like a cel-shaded animation, but somewhere's in between. It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful, though.
It does.
It's like, I don't know. It's great. There's all these games got mentioned. I like that there's a bunch more games being pushed to the Switch. And as an aside, apparently there's a more powerful Switch coming out. Good thing I didn't buy the original. That was not announced at PAX, but it was announced, like, last week.
Yeah.
Recently, I don't know. Point is, it's great, because then you'll be able to have more powerful games playing on that, and it'll be more expensive, obviously, but well, there'll be an opportunity for them to fix some of the problems with the original Switch.
Well, I haven't heard a lot of problems with the Switch in general.
The kickstand, for one. It has a bit of a problem with breaking. Also, if you put it in its dock and leave it in its dock a lot, like I probably would, I would use it more as a console than as a portable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you leave it in the dock too much and it gets too hot, it tends to warp.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, not good. And that can just destroy the whole thing. So there's lots of little problems that hopefully will be addressed. There have been, you know, issues with if you there was ways you could accidentally try to put the slide the controlers on, and you do it wrong and it would jam. You'd almost break it to tear it off. So, I mean, if you follow the instructions, you're not going to mess it up. But if you just, let's put this on there, you do
on
it.
Its dock?
Hmm?
Just leaving it sitting on its dock can ruin it?
Well, if
that's a substantial problem that needs to be addressed.
This is just what I've heard. I don't have one myself, but there have been reports of people leaving in their dock, it gets too hot and warps. It kind of bends.
Yay.
So, yeah, that's bad. That's not something you want to have happen. Now, is that really what's happening? I don't know. I haven't tested it myself.
Although they could send me a test version.
Oh, I'd be happy to
test it for them.
I'll be happy to give it the vigorous testing it needs. I'll even buy Doom again just to give it a real good test.
Ah, Breath of the Wild.
Well, I want something that's really going to make its processor scream. You know, you got to get it overheat to see if it really flexes. Right?
No. You get Breath of the Wild, and then you have your wife play it. She will be there for days on end without sleeping.
Yeah.
You want it to get hot? Let your wife play it for a while.
Yeah. Anyway, you know actually what would get 10 to really play that thing to death? If they put out either just put Baldur's Gate onto it, or were to put a new Baldur's Gate out.
Have you tried Pillars of Eternity?
No.
It's good. They've got Pillars of Eternity 1 and 2, and both of them are excellent games.
I've heard such, but I was never a big Baldur's Gate guy. That would be my wife.
Yes, I know.
She That's had that, for the she PlayStation 2, she had Dark Alliance.
Right.
And loved it. That was her game. I was like, can I, you know, I went to go play it. She was like, no, I haven't beaten it yet. You don't get to play this.
Well, I do understand that. Because there have been many times where I've been playing a game and my wife wants to give it a try. And so I come back in hours later and she's beating the game.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't need a spoiler. Thank you.
Just leave then. Don't watch.
Yes, but I wanted to be the one to beat it first.
Nah.
And I was being nice and letting her play.
Uh-huh.
I stopped doing that shit. Chivalry, kiss my ass. When it comes to video games, fuck that.
Anywho. Sorry,
I keep forgetting I'm not supposed to be cussing.
Oh, no, you can cuss on this show, remember?
I know, but we're trying to, you know, keep you from cussing, you know, because you're streaming.
No. I'm doing better about separating the two. I really am. I'm trying to, as one of my fellow streamers who I talk to a lot said, just remember, keep it to cable standards and you'll be fine. It's a good thing to aim for.
Cable standards? Okay. Let's see, The Sopranos was on cable.
We mean more like, you know, think the way TNT would edit a movie, like Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, I wouldn't even.
I'm tired of these Monday to Friday snakes on this, you know, whatever.
That's just terrible.
Yeah. They edit them in an interesting way, let's put it that way, without ever swearing. But you know darn well what they were going to actually say because of how badly edited it is.
You shouldn't be allowed to edit Samuel L. Jackson, period.
No.
I don't care if it's Bear in the Big Blue House or some kiddie show and he shows up on it. He gets to be Samuel L. Jackson.
Anyway.
Otherwise, you're just losing the experience.
Anywho, moving on. We did have another topic.
We did?
Yes, aside from PAX East, which isn't, the world is not surrounded by Borderlands 3. There is actually other news.
Well, what other news is there then?
You remember No Man's Sky?
I haven't played it. Haven't bought it.
See, I bought it. When it went down in price, and they put out new content, and I was like, I'll give it a try. And it was fun. But I was like, you know, it's kind of difficult and annoying because I'm totally empty alone. Well, there have been a few updates since then. Now there's other people in the game. Now they've got better biomes and it's much more like it was going to be. And oh, wait, this summer, Beyond comes out. It is three updates in one, spread out over. It's like a three-part update spread out over the year, which makes it a real, effectively, an MMORPG. Thousands of people playing. Instead of you running into a friend sort of thing, you co-oping with somebody, you occasionally seeing somebody and going, oh my god, I can actually see them. Instead of just a ball where they're supposed to be. No, there will be honest to god stuff to do with others. Wow. This may make it the best space game out there. better than Eve.
Well, a lot of things are better than Eve.
Well, I think it's easy to argue that by now, No Man's Sky is probably better than Elite Dangerous.
Well,
it's certainly
it doesn't
take better
much to get better than Elite Dangerous.
It's certainly better than Star Citizen. But Eve is a full-on MMORPG. No Man's Sky could be the best space MMORPG. I don't know exactly how, you know, what all is entailed in it, but if it's as good as they're saying it's going to be. Now, this is from a company, Hello Games, that has not exactly the most honest of reputations. They've been known to, well, when they first were hyping the game, they kind of said things that weren't exactly in the finished product.
Yeah.
They are now, mostly. They've come over time. But they said, oh, at launch, you'll be able to do all these great things, or they implied it heavily.
Oh, no, they flat out said it.
And then, didn't happen. Well, now it is. It's been a few years, but the game, considering that all this stuff is coming for free to people who own the game. Now, this is the first update that they said it's free to people who currently own the game. Before, they said it's a free update, which meant anybody who went out and bought it afterwards would still get those updates for free. This implies that, let's say, you don't buy the game until after Beyond comes out.
Right.
Are you going to have to buy Beyond as a separate downloadable content?
Oh, I'll find out about that before I put any money on No Man's Sky.
Sure.
And if I do, fuck them. I don't need them. I've got Rebel Galaxy.
Well, there is that. But Rebel Galaxy is a completely single-player experience.
And that's how I usually play anyways, so Beyond is kind of, don't care.
I get that. But see, personally, while I love Rebel Galaxy, it's a great space game. I like having those voices in the wilderness. I may not be playing with other people, I may be off doing my own thing, but just having that little chat box, or seeing messages from other people go past, knowing that there's other people out there playing the same game, they're in the same world with you, that you could run across them, and maybe they want to trade, or something along those lines, and you can just lead into a great adventure with a bunch of great people. Just having that out there makes the world feel more expansive, more alive. That's the one thing missing from Rebel Galaxy and other single-player I almost said MMORPGs, but single-player RPGs.
Right.
Is they're just so quiet. The world doesn't feel like a real world.
Yes, but considering the genre, it's more immersive if you're by yourself. Because you're alone in your spaceship. You're alone exploring this one particular planet. You know, it's supposed to be this huge, you know, world. And if everywhere you go, there's hundreds of players, that kind of kills the whole point of No Man's Sky.
Well, that's not the thing, is that it's not going to be hundreds of people on every world, because there's quadrillions of worlds.
I know.
But you'll be able to meet up on major space stations and have hundreds, if not thousands, of people trying to play in the same area where they're all in these major trading hubs.
Mm-hmm.
But then still go off and do their things in a group, or, you know, playing with a group, or they can go off by themselves. Maybe they want to be a pirate and attack other people. These things could be coming. What they've discussed previously about this, what little information we have, says we're going to get effectively an MMO out of No Man's Sky, which right now it's more of a cooperative RPG. It's fine. Think of it as the difference between Guild Wars 1 and Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
Now, the way I think of those, the difference and why this is so important to me, is it's the difference of me walking down the middle of, let's say, a major thoroughfare in New York City.
Okay.
No cars, no people, no nothing. The whole city is just dead silent. You're the only one moving around. You know there should be people out there. You know there should be activity. There should be life around. Even if you're only hearing it on your radio, but you're not. And that's why some of these games, these single-player games, feel so empty to me. That's why I can't get into Skyrim, is it's just so quiet. And I'm used to an MMORPG.
Well, you have Skyrim, right?
I do.
They have a, I think it's called Skyrim Together.
Yeah, it's not out yet. It's being worked on.
That's going to be fun. If if it's as good as they say it is, where you can have multiplayer Skyrim, yeah, I'm definitely getting it. Me and the wife are going to go destroy some barrows together.
Oh, absolutely. I will definitely be on that.
I can guarantee she's not going to be walking in front of me as I'm trying to do the stealth archer routine.
Yeah. Oh.
Bitch, get out of the way. Doink.
Yeah. Stop shooting me in the back of the head. Oh, that's sad. Anyway, so was there any other news or topics you wanted to talk about from the previous month? Since we last chatted?
I've been hearing more about, Diablo 4. And it's mostly, again, just conjecture and rumor. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot of stuff to talk about. We've got, drawing a blank on the stupid game. Well, for Guild Wars 2, they've got the Super Adventure Boxes live. That's fun for those people who like that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care for Super Adventure Box, but I do like Guild Wars 2. And the Warclaw, the new mount, still haven't got that yet. I have to psych myself up to get into World versus World and start going through the achievements to get it.
Yep. Get to work.
Other than that, there's not a whole lot that, you know, really sparked my interest.
Well, like I said, March was just kind of a quiet month.
Yeah.
Anyway, till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at schoolme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.